Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth movement listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today's episode or today's segment here is really about giving thanks and also looking forward toward beginning a new year and beginning a standpoint in our lives where we are being really much incited to take on a whole new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of behaving and reacting. And this is so evident by everything that is taking place in our society. So it is a great moment and a great opportunity for us to really look at our lives, look at where we are, look at what's taking place within ourselves, our homes, our families, the relationships that are in those families, where we are with our work, where we are within our community, the church and the different groups that we belong to or that we want to belong in, and then looking at our nation and seeing what's really taking place. I mean, we're coming up on a whole new level of leadership, unprecedented, never seen before, an African-American president, whole subcontext of religion and what's taking place within that and who he was and who he is and where he's going. And then looking at our world, look at where our world is and how the economics have really shaped what's taking place in China, in Africa, in South America, and what our individual roles are. So what I'd like to do is really bring to light the situation that we're in, where we need to be able to look at ourselves and at our lives from a spiritual standpoint and from a practical standpoint. And this has always been the argument in the past, argument within different people, argument within the scientific world, arguments within academia, as well as arguments within the personal development world, where so many people come with all these different resources and teachings and philosophies based on their own insight or based on their own experience or based on their own desire to share something different, out-of-the-box thinking. And then a lot of people come and either accept or rebuke on a platform of, well, what does this do spiritually to us, and what does this mean, and how does it affect us, and how does it affect who I believe I am or who I think God is? And that has really created a ground for not just discernment, but a ground for disagreement, a ground for hostility, grounds for confusion, rather than it being a ground where we see solutions and where we see measures to which we can shape our decisions and our actions. People use that as a system to disparage and to discredit and to disunite, if that is a word. So being that we are today at the end of 2008, we have a new beginning upon us. We have that every day. We have that every time we awaken, every time we take a step and a breath. We have the opportunity to see something differently, to choose a different meaning. And I can tell you that before other people can be quote-unquote fixed, nobody is fixed. You know, nobody's broken to be fixed. We fix cars. We fix objects. We fix mechanics. But we don't fix a human being. We don't fix spirituality. These are God-given things and God-given principles and God-given entities. Therefore, it's not up for us to fix. But we can understand how to manage. We can understand how to manage ourselves, our behavior, our reaction, our feelings, our emotions, our words, and then also how to project ourselves differently and how to project our visions, how to project what it is that we want and convert that into something that becomes physical, something that now becomes visible rather than something that's in our heads, which is still within the imagination. And it's still within its formation stages. So what I want to really bring about is you being able to visualize your life from a standpoint of being a spiritual being and being a practical being, a practical human person walking this earth with a journey to find within this life your actual calling, your actual purpose, the message that you have been placed on this earth to pursue and to really hone in and to share with so many different people, to impact lives, to create differences. And in order to do that, we must have a foundation. The foundation needs to be one of spirituality. It needs to be one that where you are not the source, where the source is of a higher being and of a higher essence. Now, this is where we see the variety of thoughts that come in. And I will also say that when we're thinking of spirituality, that is not necessarily religion. Spirituality and religion are not the same. Religious doctrines are there to bring teachings and principles and logic and heritage, tradition. They're also there, the doctrines there to create membership of a sort where people behave, act, and do according to a certain way of thinking. Now, spirituality is who we are as people. It's something that is within us all. It's something that takes away that focus on the physical. Sure, we are skin and bones, and sure, we're able to do things within that realm of our physical being, but think about a human being being able to create so much more through who they are. You know, being able to create followings, being able to shape the world, being able to invent things, being able to change groups of people, to change outcomes, to invent, to evolve, and to create revolutionary findings to make a difference for millions. If you're to look at it from a standpoint of a physical being, there's only so much we can do. We're limited. You know, just drop an egg on your foot. Drop an egg on your little toe and see how it feels. Now, if that's going to define who we are, then we're defining ourselves based on an egg that easily breaks and that weighs virtually nothing. It's such a simple concept. So we are so much bigger than that. And in order to be able to see that, we need to be able to link ourselves up to our spiritual being. And that spiritual being comes from understanding that there is more within us, an energy force that's driving us. And that energy force is there for a reason. It's guiding us. And it needs an outing, and it needs a window to be able to display itself through. And when we close that window, or when we turn off the light, and when we don't allow that to be, then we start having physical manifestations around us that are not in agreement with who we are, or our beliefs, or that little voice inside of us that is telling us and urging us to do and to be. This is why also you can go out there when you're upset and go outside and go purchase something and go buy it and feel elated for a brief period of time and then come back home and all of a sudden be disappointed and be discouraged and be disillusioned. Be in such a negative state of being that you actually touch the doors of depression, which again is a state of being, an emotion, driven by how you've been spending your time, driven by how you've been doing what you've been doing. Why is it now that so many people, after working for so long, or after being true to a company for 40 years, 20, 30 years, all of a sudden turn around and say, what have I spent my life on? What have I done? You know, why is it that people, when they're dying at the last breath, they'll look at the awards that they received, or the accolades that they had, And at the end, all they're sorry for is the fact that they didn't spend more time with the loved ones, or that they didn't have kids, or that they didn't leave a legacy. You know, and the legacy doesn't come just from money. The legacy comes from what you do as a human being, where your spirit soars, where you're actually to show who you are, what you're about. You know, believing in ourself, in that innate wisdom that we all carry as human beings. So that's where we need to realize that truly the first step to reframing our lives and our futures comes from reframing within you your purpose as a spiritual being, who you are. And spirituality, like I said, is not religion. You can practice yoga and be spiritual. Yoga is a tradition. Yoga is an education. Yoga brings about techniques and forms of being so that you can access a higher place of self. It impacts every area of your life. If you do yoga, number one, it allows you to come in and be centered within yourself. It's holistic. It encompasses your mind, your body, your emotions, your feelings. It takes place on an inward level. It takes place also on an outward level. When you begin to practice yoga, you're able to reframe how you feel about yourself, what you believe, what you think, how you relate to others. It is a practice. It is a practice that was created years and years and years ago, and it's been practiced throughout the Eastern world. Now we're using it here in the Western world. And it's a way through which you can truly impact your life, and you can impact your body, and you can impact your health. But that is not religion. Now, by no means am I somebody who has studied religion through the schooling system or the philosophical system, but I can tell you that I have lived it, and it's not living religion. I live a connection with my spiritual self, and I live a connection with God. As a human being, I've always been aware of my God-given purpose. But as a practical being, I didn't know how I was going to carry that out. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't even know if I could do it. But inside of me, I always knew that I had the force within me to make it happen, that I had everything in me to be able to make a difference, that I believed in myself, that my feelings were there, that I truly loved, that I truly cared, that I was passionate about being able to help people. But in order to do it, I had to learn. I had to take a journey. I had to take steps. I had to believe in myself. And then I had to overcome challenges. Challenges that I'm still overcoming. But we will always have to overcome challenges. That's just the nature of us being living souls. But what makes it be, what really gives it that fuel, what the engine is how we feel internally. That spirit that drives us, that spirit that makes you say, you know what, come hell or high water, I'm still going to stick to it, or I'm still going to see that I do this. One of my favorite movies is The Shawshank Redemption. Why? If you take a look at that movie with Tim Rice, you're able to see that it's really about believing in a purpose, and believing in a higher force, and believing in your will as a human being to do what it takes to break through limitations, to defy the odds, and to say, no matter what, I'm still going to believe, and I'm still going to pursue, and I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. That's why we love history. That's why we love the Olympics. That's why we love these stories of these people who have overcome such great odds, because they have been able to believe in themselves, and they have been able to live for a higher cause and a higher calling, and they've not given up, and they've not given up on their dreams, and they've made their dreams real. You know, how do you think that Michael Phelps did to win 8 medals with all those years of training, where he didn't see the gold? He maybe saw the gold medals in his head. But while he was doing it, there were no gold medals right there, no actual ones. But there were gold medals in his spirit, in his vision, in his purpose. So he continued. When he couldn't go play with friends, when people used to reject him, you go read part of his story. He was brought up with a single mom. So the challenges that they had, all of these challenges that he was able to withstand and that his mother was able to bring into his life and help him through, the family unit, his sense of belief in himself, his self-esteem, all of these things were part of the work that had to be done, part of the grounding and the foundation that had to be there in order for him to be able to continue growing, advancing, and preparing. So that now he would be at a place where he won these awards. And now, you know, he's a great figure, a great model, a hero in the eyes of many. You know, he is because he has overcome great odds. And he did it through discipline and through commitment and through doing the work. Nothing comes easy. Nothing that's really worth it is easy. And our true character is formed when we go through the challenges and the difficulties and know that we are bigger than our challenges. And when we're able to step outside of that and then look to God saying, help me, guide me, direct me, show me the way. What do I need to do? Is it aligned with your purpose? Is it aligned with the principles that you have for me? And I can tell you that it's challenging because it is when we're living day after day after day and things aren't happening the way that we want them to, or our challenges are greater than what we can actually deal with. The only outlet that we have is that outlet to be able to look upward toward God and say, God, I know you're there and I know you have a plan for me, so show me that plan. And then help me feel positive, or help me feel encouraged, help me feel hopeful. Help me not go downward in a downward spiral. And that's the one thing we can do. That is the one thing we can do. We can take ourselves, our own individual nature, and reflect on it. We can take ourselves and say, how can I become a better person? How can I work in a way that is ethical, that is moral? How can I work in a way where I manifest my true purpose, where I use my gifts, where I step out and make a difference? You help me become a better person, a better mother, a better father, a better sister, a better daughter, a better wife. And this is, I can tell you, it is challenging. It is challenging because we're human beings. And because we're not programmed, you know, with the A button, that every single time we press that button, we're going to reveal the exact formula and we're going to have the greatest results. We don't. Experience teaches us. And not everyone learns from experience. And we're always working with energy. We're always working with people. We're working with situations. We're working with an environment that's shaped by so many different forces. So even when we are all out there doing the best that we can, it's still not directly up to us. There are many other concepts that are going to come in and constraints that are going to come in that are going to maybe shape a different outcome. And then again, now we're faced with a new opportunity to step up and again recreate. So what I am saying is begin first with a spiritual sense of self. Who are you? You know, you can look at who are you. You can come up with many answers. You can come up with those answers that are right there that you wear on your arm sleeve. And you can say, okay, I'm a woman, I'm a girl, I'm this age, I'm a leader, I am a teacher. You know, those are conditions through which you identify. Jobs, labels. But who are you really? Who are you in the scope of humanity? Who are you as a spiritual self? What do you believe is your purpose? Being a doctor is a vehicle through which your purpose might be channeled. Being a missionary, again, it's the medium through which you can now do the work to help other people and to guide other people and to bring them closer to God. This is back in the Bible. This is what Jesus Christ came to do, to gather men, to be fishers of men, to take them toward God. And we fight that. We fought that, and we keep on fighting it. As if God were going to hurt us. As if he were trying to tell us to go do bad things and go kill people and hurt people. Or sell yourself. And exactly what we're doing that hurts us is exactly what he's protecting us from or what he's warning us about. And if for a moment you ask yourself, what if I were to take God out of life, out of my life? What would I do? What would I be believing in? What would shape me, and what would I care about? How would I know how to believe or how to behave and how to act and how to see things? How would I know what right or wrong is? How would I know what evil is? How would I know what is moral and not? I'll tell you that I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know how to live, because then I'd have no ruler. I would have no way of really knowing what is, because then everything will be good. Everything would be acceptable. Everything would go. Everything would fly. So people could do whatever they want to do and treat each other however they want to treat each other. And I can tell you that just even imagining it, feels weird and strange within me, because all those things that I just mentioned are things that are around us and that are happening all around us. And I believe that all of us can take situations in our lives and experiences in our life where we can actually say, you know what, I wasn't going down the right path. And I would be the first one to tell you that, yes, that was my life before. Because I didn't want to conform, and I didn't want to be institutionalized, quote unquote. I didn't want to belong to a doctrine that told you how to be and that basically, you know, took the fun out of life, or took the fun out of sexuality, or took the fun out of going out or partying. You know, so it's easy to not have to be accountable if you don't have anything that will hold you accountable. It's very easy. And that's where we come to really understanding who we are as people and how we want to be, where integrity comes in, authenticity. The world is lacking that. Our politicians lack it. Our institutions lack it. Everywhere we go to a store, the tellers, the workers, the managers, there are some that are good, but for the majority of the time, we will always find people that are really not being fully authentic or in integrity. Integrity about who they are, about what they do, how they do their work. And that's hurting us. That's hurting our nation. That's hurting us as men, as women, as teachers, as role models. It's very challenging right now to look at role models that the public can identify with. We identify with stars. We identify with sports figures. We identify with fashion models. And maybe here and there we identify with a business figure or a political figure, an entrepreneur. You know, we identify with Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. We identify with people that are outlined in the media because the media sought them. Now we're able to know. But what about all those people who are creating great things in life and who are right now in the shadows. And we don't know about them. And we don't really realize what it is they're doing, their belief system, their strategies, their morals, their ethics. I think it's time that we all step up to that and not just be interested about it, but demand it. Demand it of people. Demand that we are taught the right way. Demand that we have an opportunity like everybody else to be well equipped so that we can deal with our challenges, so that we can deal with moral issues, so that we can deal with adversity, so that we can deal with violence, so that we can deal with injustice and fairness. It is my belief that when a mother has a child, she wants the best for that child. That despite her challenges, somewhere internally, somewhere inside of her, she's hoping that her child can have a better life. But how possible is that if the options are not there? Or if that person is not aware of the options? We need to up who we are being as human beings. We need to become the people that we can be. We need to become the leaders that we all are by virtue of being in America, by virtue of being Americans and having the forefathers that created this great nation, by virtue of being in this great land that the world knows as opportunity, a land of opportunity. Opportunities exist. And they are abound, and they are here. And we create them. And that's the freedom that we have. We can actually create our own opportunity. Well, it's time that we believe in that, and that we start exercising it, and that we start inspiring other people, and that we start taking on students, and that each one of us does that. Whether it's in our homes, or in our communities, or in our schools, or in our churches, we need to step out, and we need to claim this, and claim our land, and claim our heritage. And it's not for our own self-purpose, because believe me, we need that. We need to be able to grow ourselves, and we need to put ourselves in a position where we are stable and where we can be fulfilled and where we also are proud of our work and what we've done. And that in itself takes a certain amount of skill. That takes a certain amount of skill that we can learn. And practical tools now help you figure that out through the power of focus. You can start saying, okay, what do I want and what I need to do to get there? How do I do it? And then how do I become attentive to this one area so that I don't allow all these other things to distract me? Now, I can tell you that because I am the expert on how to not be focused. I am the expert of how to write a how-to book of being out of focus. It would be a joke. Because I would have to put all my 41 years of life in it. How to be out of focus and how to succeed at it. I really think that's going to be a book. Because it would allow me to share all the pain that I've had to face. It would allow me to share all of the things that I've done, all the opportunities, missed opportunities, wasted money. You know, all of these things that somebody else who's in focus, somebody else who has a mastermind of a business leader could actually take and be like, wow, I mean, I could be making millions on just this one idea that she had that she dropped because she got carried away with something different. You know, it's almost an embarrassment to say that. But I can laugh at it because through that, I have been in so much pain and I have had to struggle internally because rather than focusing in this one area, I focused on many areas. And I allowed my mind to go, and I allowed my energies to be thrown in all different directions. So I had little pockets, kind of like, and I even said this last night, if you go for all the bunnies, you'll probably end up with none. And that's me. You know, put me underneath a piñata, and I love it. I try to get everything that's there. But now what I see myself is let all that stuff drop and then just go on the floor or be on the floor waiting for what's going to fall. While everyone else is up there trying to get it all coming from the ceiling, you're down there maybe getting your hand stepped on, but at least you're collecting something. So let's really look at our lives again from a spiritual and then look at the practical. I will also say that because we have become this society conditioned on labels and conditioned on academics, conditioned on, you know, being impressed by someone's bio of what they've done, where they've been, how have they been featured, that all of a sudden we lose our own ability, our own true sense, our own common sense. We lost our ability to even be consensual. All of a sudden it's like, oh, you said it? Okay, I'm going to believe you then. Oh, because this person said it now, you know what? Yep, you're the word of God. So we're a lot quicker to accept the word of another person than to accept what is regarded as the word of God. You know, that's crazy right there in itself. That's not logic. That's us being misguided and allowing people to misguide us. Know your source. Know your source. Who is your source? Where do you get your knowledge? What I'm saying, I'm not saying is the word of God. I'm simply saying that I feel a connection to God and to my God-given purpose to make a difference for youth. And I'm also saying that how I'm going to do it is through awareness, responsibility, and empowerment. And what God has brought into my life is my ability to use practical development, coaching, life coaching, mentors like Tony Robbins, people like Robert Kiyosaki, individuals like Laurel Langmire, acquaintances like John DeLemme, the knowledge of people like Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, these people whose life has been shaped by their beliefs as well, and their own insights and their own experiences. Now I can take what I like about them and then use it to create what I'm creating. But I can also tell you that in my own journey as a human being and as a person, my fight has been because it's been, okay, God, how do I do it? How do I name you the leader and the source? How do I do it without putting myself out there where I'm going to become, you know, an element of critiques or people are going to say, no, you can't come here because you mentioned God's name. Or how can I believe you if I'm not of the Christian faith? Well, you know what? What it comes down to is my beliefs. I believe that we are here to make a difference for each other. I believe that we need to help one another and that we can. I believe that it's our duty and our responsibility to make the lives of our youth different, to help them so that they can put themselves on a better path of life. They won't put themselves. We need to put them there. We need to guide them there. We need to create that path so that they can live to their true potential. And that can't happen with all of these different things happening around them. And I also believe that in order for me to be able to make a difference, I also have to live a life of integrity. So my relationships need to be not perfect, but they need to be authentic. I can't be abusing my own child and then go help people and tell them that, listen, you got to help your child. Or I can't be having a relationship with my mom that's based on anger and regret and disillusionment. I have to be able to honor my own mother and say, yes, you've been there. Though we disagree maybe, there's a reason. I need to understand why and how we are different and how she has helped me get to where I am despite the challenges. Now, the last relationship that I need to be authentic with that's right now in my forefront is the relationship with my own husband. And that's a challenge because we are two separate people. The beliefs that I have are not necessarily the beliefs that he has. But when I married him, I also looked at different things back then that now I'm weighing and I'm saying, well, how does this relate now to where we are? And how does he relate to them himself? I can't help him. I can't change him. Based on what he believes is right, based on what he believes is important. So just that relationship there is challenging because there are beliefs that are riding our relationship. You know, there's faith. There's the fact of we are tested at our most difficult moments, and the true evidence of who we are as people comes out when we are being tested. When everything's going astray and we're challenged financially, physically, emotionally, and how we relate to other people, that really shows everyone how we are, what our heart is like. And now that goes going back to the Bible, you know, we're supposed to love one another. And we can't go and retaliate. We can't be hostile. And that's challenging when we feel threatened or when we feel hurt or when we feel victimized. So is this cornucopia of things coming in, and you ask yourself, well, how do I balance? How do I realize? How do I come into this? What do I do? Well, you got to know your source. And while I'm talking about balancing, starting next week with our new year, I am going to be bringing on people with solutions and people who really are stepping out. I'm advancing where I am because now the people that I'm coming to contact with are partners of mine and are individuals that now are coming to manifest this awareness of spirit, this awareness of practical tools and personal development, wanting to make a difference for our societies and families. Financially. When you come in on Tuesday, I will be having Jim Flood. That's Flood. His background is within the banking system, but he has written a book. And through his book, he uses 8 principles that all begin with the letter F to highlight how we can achieve balance and attain balance. And this is truly going back to basics. His book is really, it's a short read. It's called Life Balance Solutions. Enjoy more peace, fulfillment, and effectiveness than you ever thought possible. Now, this is a book that's a very quick read, 96 pages. But it is a book that targets those areas where we all need to come face to face and really recognize the importance of our lives and what we bring into it. So you want to tune in Tuesday, I'm going to have an hour's interview with Jim and what he is currently doing, and he will be able to put us and help us really look at life from a standpoint of getting back to basics, what is important, how do we achieve balance. And it's not balance through all of these different filters of, you know, of manifesting your destiny and creating the millions that you've ever wanted to create. You know, it's really about black and white. It's really about doing it where your heart is and doing it focusing on where you want to go and how you want to feel and how you want to be in your life. You know, when we go to sleep, we want to be able to say, okay, I'm ready to go to bed and I want to rest my body and my family's well. I'm well. I'm happy. And I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm excited about what's going on. I'm excited about who I am being. And it's challenging to do that when our life is not in balance. So again, you want to tune in Tuesday at 12 o'clock, 1 hour special with Jim Flood with Life Balance Solutions. So I hope that today I've been able to maybe awaken within you some awareness about how we are looking at our lives and what we need to bring into it. It is an amazing place to be. And when we need to just step up, close the door or close the chapter on 2008 because it's almost over, celebrate what we have done, celebrate those opportunities that we've created, those relationships that we've generated, the advance that we've done. Because whatever, in whatever area you are, you have advanced. In anything, you have advanced in age. And a lot more than that. So celebrate yourself and say thank you. And now just prepare to start again, to start anew. and to start anew, recognizing within you that you are more than just your flesh, and where you truly are a spiritual being here to manifest your own special gift and your own unique gift to touch others and to help others. And through that process, you help yourself. So stay tuned with me as we take on a whole new way. I love you all, and I look forward to seeing you step up to who you truly are. This is Sandra Bueno signing out.